Support for Food for Thought comes from the Weyland-Yutani Corporation in Tokyo, London, San Francisco, Sea of Tranquility, and Thetis. Weyland-Yutani, building better worlds. So, Nance, I read your story in the Times this weekend about minestrone soup. Made me want to make some, and the recipe that you had there looked pretty good, but there were a couple of things in there that surprised me.
Stein, you got surprised by something I said? What was it?
Well, I was quite taken aback, Ms. Nancy. I noticed that you just put your dried beans straight on in there without soaking them overnight. I always soak them overnight, dump out the water, and then cook them the next day.
No. Yeah. That's not what I did, Stein. And this is a trick when you think, oh, I want to make, say, bean soup, okay, but you forgot to soak them overnight or you just didn't think to do it.
Yeah.
You take the beans, rinse them, put them in a saucepan with about 2 inches of water over the top, and cook them with a little bit of salt for about 30 minutes, okay?
Just simmer them?
Just bring it to a boil. Then you turn off the heat and you let it rest covered with the lid on for a half an hour.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, they're not completely done, but they're done enough that you can throw them into soup, and the next hour and a half or whatever long you're cooking your bean soup, you've got a nice, delicious pot. And they're not icky and mushy like the minestrone soup of my childhood.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like me, I imagine you grew up eating crummy minestrone when you were in cheap Italian restaurants. Am I right?
So all these years that I've been soaking beans all overnight, I didn't need to do that.
This recipe is gorgeous because you just make the use of whatever kind of vegetables you have. There's a big long list of them.
Sure.
But rather than throwing them all in, you cook aromatics in a little bit of olive oil and then go ahead and just add the vegetables one after the other after the other. However, two tricks in this recipe. One is you start with pancetta, or you could use regular bacon, makes it smoky. You can use prosciutto ends, but it calls for pancetta. Cooked up, diced it up. Adding then the vegetables and letting them sweat and bring their flavors out one by one by one. And then you add the magic golden ticket. And that is the rind end of Parmesan.
Yeah.
Do you use leftover Parmesan rinds that way?
Oh, always. Yeah, I use them in everything, in soups and in sauces and everything. But I'm still fascinated by the bean thing. Is this just one of these memes that got started somehow centuries ago that you need to soak dried beans overnight before cooking them?
Well, you know what? I don't know, Stein. I'd have to call our friend Harold McGee or someone to find out the scientific reason behind it. But all I know is it really works well to not have to do that.
This reminds me of a story that I read once about a family tradition of serving a roast ham, you know, a baked ham for Easter, with that tail end of the bone sliced off. And one day at Easter dinner, one of the kids said, you know, Mom, why do you always cut that part of the bone off? And she starts to answer and she says, you know, I really don't know. I guess it's because my mom always did it. And she turns to the grandmother. Grandmother says, well, so I only had a pan that was big enough. And that,
for the last
40 years, they've been doing it. So maybe that's what they...
Well, I think that's true of a lot of recipes that we do. We do them because that's the way someone showed us, or that's the way our mother did it. And I think that we need to step outside of the box, all right?
Okay.
And just figure out a new way to do things. Make it your own.
Okay, well, you can take a look at that recipe Nancy was talking about. I'll have a link to it on the Food for Thought page at kplu.org. It really made me hungry for some minestrone, especially in this weather. With KPLU food commentator Nancy
full of beans.
Well, that's the truth. Listen, I'm Dick Stein.